The United States Marine Corps has a guidebook that lists 14 traits of a good leader. Among these 14 traits are things like integrity, knowledge, initiative, unselfishness, and courage. And interestingly enough, the Marine Corps says courage comes in two forms. One is physical courage, the other is moral courage. Physical courage is demonstrated when a man runs into a burning building, risking his own life to save a child, or as some years ago when a courageous young man jumped into the icy Potomac River to save a drowning woman whose car had fallen over the edge. But the Marine Corps says there's another form of courage, moral courage. The Marine Guidebook says, "As for moral courage, know what's right and stand up for it." And the guidebook tells us, "The men and women of the Marines serve God, country, and Corps in that order." Then this statement, "The Ten Commandments are still a good set of regulations, and they haven't had a change published for thousands of years." Then, to get specific, the guidebook says, "A Marine with the morals of an alley cat will never command the loyalty and respect of other Marines. A combat leader must also be a moral leader." Doesn't it seem that moral courage and physical courage go hand in hand? When Daniel was offered food that would defile him in the eyes of God, he refused to eat the stuff. In spite of the fact that everybody else was doing it, he maintained his personal integrity before God. Later, when he was threatened with an overnight stay in the lion's den, he stood up for what he knew was right. Here was a man who had both physical courage and moral courage, and God used him to greatly impact a nation. Friend, what do you do when a situation calls for courage? Look the other way? Make excuses? Or do you pray for strength? Commit your fears to God and jump in. It takes courage to go to your friend or your neighbor or relative and tell them about Christ. It takes courage to say no to something that you know God frowns on, even though everyone is doing it. But the man or woman who wants to follow Christ needs that kind of courage. Ask God for it, and He will strengthen you. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.